Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts Nigeria Info here in Podhaka Time Dial. 11 minutes come past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tuned. This is on our news recently. Here we go. Some residents of River State are calling on Governor Yemi Osinbajo to focus on fixing critical issues in the state that need urgent attention when he appoints a new cabinet. Nurse spoke to our correspondent, said the issues of indiscriminate waste disposal, task force, human capital development, pensioners and civil servants' welfare should be addressed. Let's take a listen to what some of these respondents had to say to our correspondent.
Human capital development, which is about living. Presbyterally, he has tried. But River State, there are no jobs. Then the debt in the state is too much. Let's work on that.
He has done a good job in some areas. I really want him to look into the pensioners. The oncoming commissioners that he need to appoint, they really need to help the ministries under his watch to make things work for the civil servants. At the same time, he should look into the areas of those who are supposed to have promotions.
Now, of all of these issues identified by the respondents, possibly there might be others, the focus for this hour's conversation is civil servants. Civil servants in River State. And I was built to have, as my guest on the show in this hour, Beatrice Chitubo, NRC chairperson in River State, but I'm unable to get a hold of her, so I guess that conversation will not happen today. Hopefully some other day. But I'd like to hear from you still. A couple of issues here, or a couple of matters, or things I hope to hear from you from on this matter of the welfare of civil servants in River State. What are the issues? What are issues that have remained unresolved with civil servants in River State? What are the issues that have remained unresolved with civil servants in River State? Are civil servants in River State still expectant, still hopeful, still filled with faith that these matters will be resolved before this administration is out of office? I mean, literally, this administration is in its twilight already, less than a year before it's extinguished. What are the issues that have remained unresolved? Are there expectations that they can or will still be resolved before this administration is out of office? Are workers in River State still hopeful that something will happen? Do you think that there's something that Labour leaders can do to compel the government to still address these issues before it leaves office? But first off, we have to identify what the issues are. So let's do that for now. The numbers are the same. The lines are open at this time. Call 0817 93 0002 0817 93 0007. WhatsApp is on 0809 0306 416. We're live on Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're also live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. Let's get your take on this. But it's very important also that you touch first on, if you can, if you will, on those, what exactly are the unresolved issues? And maybe you think that there are 22 and a half unresolved issues. It would be better if you focus on just one. Focus on just one issue, one unresolved issue, with the civil service or with civil servants or with workers in River State, and whether or not you're optimistic or hopeful that this can be resolved before this administration quits office. I've got Alex on the line from Ilime. Alex, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, I quickly want to get our attentions concerning the civil service issues with the state, River State government and all that.
Yeah, it's
really laughable and shameful to the state, a state of this capacity and with its financial strength and all that. And why I said this is because the civil servants, those of our fathers and our mothers who have actually served this state for a number of years are supposed to be appreciated, especially when it comes to those who have retired from service and they expect to get something at the end of the day. And because of the attitude of the state government, our mothers and our fathers retired, they are not so happy.
What exactly is the cause of their unhappiness?
I don't think it's a nice one.
Alex, what exactly is the cause of their... Alex. What exactly is the cause of their unhappiness?
What I see as a exact problem is actually from the state government and not from the civil service.
What is the state government not doing is what I'm asking you, or has not done?
The government has not given them attention. As I speak, there's a lot of them who have gone through several stages of biometric, confirming their details and all that. And yet, what is still holding their payment, if I may ask?
Payment of what exactly? Because the government says it pays pensions.
They deserve their rights as retired
stars
of the civil service.
Okay. Are you a retiree yourself, or you know retirees?
I am not even talking about myself, because if I want to bring myself into, then I'm falling into the unemployment level, we're not talking about those who are also aggrieved in the state and all that. I'm not talking about myself.
No,
I'm talking about our mothers. Our mothers or fathers who have actually served and retired.
So gratuity
they need
that.
To be compensated. They need to be paid their rights and dues.
Alex, great to hear from me. Chris, call back if you can. So once again, I'd like to hear what are those unresolved issues, and whether or not you're optimistic that they can be resolved before this administration is completely or entirely, inevitably, comes to an end. Less than a year to go, by the way. In fact, significantly less than a year to go before this administration comes to an end. So are there still issues unresolved with the civil service in River State, as far as government responsibilities are concerned? What are they? Focus on just one, and whether you're optimistic it can be resolved. Henry from Eagle Island, you're welcome. Please go on.
Very good evening.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Let me just get very straight to the point. We're talking about the much retirees and the non-payment of gratuity, and even the areas hold them from when they were retired at the biometrics and they were enlisted for monthly pension. We are seeing some people have been holding areas back for almost like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years before they were captured on the biometric exercise. That aside, let's also talk about those who are also part of the productive venture of the government as a present, those who are working, who have not been promoted in the past.
Henry, I need you to focus on one thing. I need you to focus on one unresolved issue. Okay. What would that one be?
You know, I'm talking about the issue of gratuity, non-payment of gratuity, and I'm also talking about the issue of accumulated arrears before they were captured on the biometric.
Arrears of what?
I know that you should have read.
Henry, accumulated arrears of what?
Pensions.
Okay, pensions. Okay.
Accumulated areas of pensions.
Okay.
There are those who retired in 2016 and were only enlisted for the monthly pension just about 2 years ago. So some of them are owed up to like 5 years.
Are you aware of any ongoing conversation between government and these persons? Henry, are you aware of any discussions between government and these pensioners?
Well, the last discussion and update to God was that at this month that they were going to have something was going to be done. I'm sure you found information is in the Gazette.
Oh yes, we ran that on our news recently. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, I said we ran that on our news recently. Yes, some weeks ago. Yes.
Yes, and nothing has been done. The moon just ended. People have to see that thing. I don't think there is an update on that. Most of that also been on the news.
Are you optimistic that these arrears will be paid before the end of this administration? Henry, you have to listen to my question. Are you willing to listen now?
Yes.
Are you optimistic that these pension arrears will be paid before this administration comes to an end?
Well, it is doable. The issue of saying if it's doable, but we don't have that level of confidence.
Wow.
Because these are things that time has been taken care of, but they are long enough to imagine a ritual that now all the pending issues, particularly for the issue of pension. So at what point are we starting from? We're talking about an issue that is almost to the tune of over 23 billion. Is the government willing to spend that kind of money for this purpose? So who is going to be attended to and who is not going to be attended to? I don't have that level of confidence particularly because it has taken long. There has been plans and badges that would have been able to take out this, but nothing has been done literally.
Henry,
so within this good period that is left.
Henry, good to hear from you. Josh Sean from Rumokrushi, you're welcome. Go ahead. You got about 40 seconds.
Okay, straight to the point. That is about the shutdown ROTC that the UK government has failed woefully in trying to bring back on board, but unfortunately, it has killed it. I think it is the earnest cause and prayers of the average reverse man for UK to bring up and rejuvenate the ROTC that he has killed. There's no sane society, you agree with me, as of today, acquired from about 5 aircraft that is flying the airways of Nigeria.
Joshua, and, I apologize, but that's the much that I can take. I have to go for a quick break right now. We'll return shortly. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. It's Hard Facts. I'm Dio, Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt, and we're having Port Harcourt's biggest conversation. Still talking about the fate of civil servants in Rivers State. Reportedly, there are some unresolved issues with the Rivers State government. What are these issues? And is there any hope? Are there any signs that these issues will be resolved before the expiration of this administration in less than a year? Let's get your take. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0007. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
The lines are open. Let's get your take right now. Once again, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Remember, you have to be specific as to what the unresolved issue is. Once again, maybe there are 52 and a half, but I want to hear one. You focus on one unresolved issue. I've got another Gundu on the line. You're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Hey, yo. The issue of pensioners in Rivers State I really believe that it will always be some on your view station, the news. The issue of people who are aged 65, 70 years, people who are aged 50 and above, people who are supposed to be taken good care of, for good prayers to be made to as many who is in the office. Whether we like it or not, somebody hears the prayers of these elderly or old people around us. These people have served the country or the state for 35 good years. My own mother, my own father is an example. My dad retired 2014. My mother retired 2015. Now, up to date, my mother and my father have not seen a dime from the Rivers State government. I am, as I'm talking to you, it is failing me because some persons will call and say that they know so person that they are owing and the rest of them, but I am here, my own father, blood father, and my mother, 2015, 2014. What am I saying? My mother's friends, they all died. My mother got married 2 months ago, the last woman of her friend. As I'm talking to you, the parents, the children, something else. What are we begging for the Rivers State government? Just to pay these people their little money.
I imagine your parents are making efforts, probably going to the relevant offices, departments, and trying to get it sorted out. Is there any sign? Are there any signs, you know, that it might be resolved before this administration is out?
There is no sign at all. Last 2-3 weeks ago, the daughter of my own mother friend has died, called my mom to ask if there is anything, that she was hearing something that the River State government wants to pay the gratuity and pension. My mom had to tell her, please go and check. She went in there and checked. And she went to the office. They said that nothing is going on at all. And when it comes to processing, it takes time. They tell me how long from now next year that this present government will leave office. There is no atom of any sign that they will pay. But what we are begging is this. If anything, if the labor aspect of the whole thing is not doing any work, that means, yes, the civil servants are suffering. We are begging the Rivers State government, please, for the sake of God and for the sake of the children of these people that have died, 12 years, 13 years, 15 years, please pay these people. Don't pay civil servants that are working.
Great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution, but I must move on right now. Sunday, hello, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dayo. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
I want to talk on a striking issue.
What striking issue?
Plaguing the civil servants, which the governor has not been able to address.
In River State?
In River State, yes.
Striking issue.
The issue of...
What striking issue? Okay, a striking issue.
Not implementation
issue.
Okay.
Of
the 30%.
30% what? Okay, the new minimum
structure for that is not being released up to now.
You mean the 30,000 naira new minimum wage and consequential adjustment?
It was submitted by the tripartite committee, but the governor has not been able to address it. So we are still expecting that the governor should be able to address that matter.
Are you a civil servant?
Let the salary structure be released.
Are you a civil servant?
Hello?
Are you a civil servant?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, you're saying that the River State government has not... Because I don't think you're any minimum wage, obviously. You're not any minimum wage, are you? Sunday, are you earning minimum wage?
The government said we are earning minimum wage.
I am asking you, are you earning...
I'm not sure we are earning any minimum wage. Because
it's a simple question I'm asking you. Are you?
So that effect is not there.
All right, Sunday, great to have me. We got 22 minutes to go before 6 p.m. A reminder, the major news comes up top of the hour at 6. Inamdi on the line. Hello, Inamdi, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Dayo.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think the definition of attempt murder is somebody that has done an act that can lead to somebody's death. This issue of pension that leads to elderly people dying day by day and week by week should be something that will be looked as a punishable offense. This is their right. It's not as if they are begging government to for money. It's their money, for Christ's sake. Now we are talking about a lot of billions of naira or dollars that are being put into campaign and all that. And people are still dying. I don't get it.
Namdi?
Namdi.
Okay, I think he's done. Michael from Rumokoro, go ahead.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Mario. Good evening.
Hello, go on.
When I look at what is happening in terms of the labor relations, looking at this government, the disappointment is so monumental that if it is a medal, if government needs a medal, murder for failure in managing labor issues. I've been a civil servant.
Hello, Michael.
It is this administration only that have not experienced promotion. Not even a single promotion. Honestly, I was a fan of this administration from inception. So my patience, so to say, snapped about 4 years ago. And the frustration is almost boiling. How a governor will rule a state for 8 years, almost 8 years now. He has gone into the last lap of his administration, and it does not in any way touch him that civil servant need promotion. Okay, let's leave civil servant. At the end of the month, it's like he punches something. The salary I've been earning for over 7 years will just, hit my phone by word of alert. I work where I see the misery of retirees. I don't want to, although I've given my name, but I don't want to give details of where I work.
That's fine.
The misery of retirees are better imagined than experienced. Dire, what people are going through. And there is what we call death benefits when someone dies.
Yes.
In active service. Since this governor, this governor, years ago, he came to power. Of all those who have died, he has not paid a dime. All their papers will be filed, and the people will be told, wait, till today. If you can investigate and find out whether I'm saying anything that is not true, find out. It's really unfortunate. I think the only word that can capture this administration is wickedness. That's the only thing. I'm sorry if I sound too offensive on the radio. Thank you.
You're welcome, Michael. Let's see. A reminder once again, we've got the major news coming up top of the hour at 6 p.m. With via WhatsApp, my take is that I want the state government to ensure the status cleared of, we're talking about civil servants, exclusively civil servants, labour, nothing else for now. I hope you understand that. All right, let's see. Is it possible for the legislators to enact laws that will criminalise the non-payment of the entitlement of retired civil servants by various state governments until such drastic steps are taken? I don't think we'll get out of this quagmire we find ourselves. All right. The civil servants are very funny. One of their own was the one aiding and abetting the governor in perpetuating the fraud. Now he's about to go and they are screaming blue murder. And if he can't pay, he can't pay. If he didn't day, he didn't day. That's from Andy. Living Dial, civil servants are in a mess already. There is no hope for pensioners because the chairperson of Labour, Beatrice Itubo, doesn't know what a union leader means. Lepo from Buri said that. Oh, let's get to all take still. Once again, you can join via Twitter and Facebook at Nigerian for PH. We are live there. We'll catch up with your comments as soon as I do get them, of course. Let's see if I do have anything here via Facebook. We'll get to that also in a bit. Wow. Any hope that some of these issues beleaguering or plaguing the civil service in River State will be addressed before the expiration of this administration? Via Facebook, Clever Sonny goes, 80% of these civil servants were part of this one-chance government today in River State, so let him Let him enjoy it while it lasts. And serious unwilling ghosts, they should not expect much. Dorothy Adigigos, at this point, they should not expect anything, so they won't be disappointed. Barry Nadum, our commander, goes, when the administration is getting to an end, and how many months left for the end of the current government, there are nothing serious to expect from them. The more you look, the less you see. Okay, all right. Well, I suppose not a lot. I mean, folks aren't sounding expectant and optimistic about this.